This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
And Tim, this is bittersweet, the final episode of a little thing we've come to all call Halloween Month.
Yeah, Halloween Month, a new classic in the annals of podcast series.
Yeah.
I'm going to be sad to see it go, Tom. It was the first time we ever planned a month of episodes ahead of time.
Yeah.
And it made the last minute scramble to record every week a lot less stressful.
Yes. Although it was a lot more work.
Yeah, for some of us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, who knows? Maybe next month will be Thanksgiving month.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think we've already done so many Thanksgiving-themed episodes that there's not enough. You could say we've picked the turkey dry. Is that a phrase?
No. Clean?
Clean. We picked it clean, yeah.
I mean, last thing you want is a dry turkey. It means you've left it in too long,
true.
Tom.
Now we've got to take out the wishbone, let it dry.
What is with you and the drying of the turkey parts?
Well, you gotta let the wishbone dry, or else it won't crack when you make a
Put
wish with
some
somebody.
Muscle into it. What kind of family of weaklings do you have, Tom? That we can't break the wishbone. We have to dry it out.
No, because the turkey wishbone, if it's not dried out, then it's like all rubbery. You gotta think it's been cooked, you know, it's been warmed up, it's all loosey goosey.
Oh, we don't cook our bird.
Oh no.
We subscribe to the raw food diet.
Oh, okay.
So
feathers and all.
No, we take the feathers out.
Oh, okay, you're not animals.
But mostly we just break the bones for good luck.
I was reading a thing about recently, because they were basically pointing out, like, hey, tuna tartare is a thing. How come there's not like a chicken tartare?
Salmonella.
Yeah, the whole article is about how, like, oh, birds are so dangerous to eat. That's why they're so hard to catch.
If birds didn't fly.
Yeah.
We'd be like, get rid of all the birds.
Wait, what? Oh, because they're like dirty and
yeah,
stuff?
They're just dirty and annoying.
Yeah, but if they're up in the sky, then we're like, that's fine.
Yeah, it's like,
a safe distance.
Well, when you see them in the sky, you're like, oh, they're majestic or whatever. And then they come down to Earth and it's just like, it's kind of just this jerk.
Right.
Pecking around, trying to eat all my seed.
You think that would make you more inclined to want to eat it? You keep eating my seed, I'm going to eat you.
Nah. I just wish they'd get out of town. Rats with wings is what they are.
I mean, they go south every winter. They do get out of town.
That's true. I always thought it was because at my suggestion.
Right. Get out of here, birds.
And they were like, all right.
The first day of winter every year, you shout it at the skies. But yeah.
There's still birds around in the winter. That's why,
Yeah, I guess not all of them listen.
Yeah. And they're still waking us up with their inane songs.
I have a my alarm clock. Excuse me, in the morning, it's like a nice one. I don't mean to brag, but
what kind?
It's a Philips.
I got a Philips.
Oh.
Has it got red numbers?
Yeah, it's got red numbers.
We might have the same alarm clock, Tom.
Oh, I don't know.
Does yours have a USB jack in it?
No.
How do you charge your phone?
I mean, I just have a USB plugged into the wall.
Hmm. Are you one of those guys that has a USB charger always in the wall?
Yeah, why not?
No. What I'm saying is, do you have like one of those products where you put it in and then you can plug multiple USB?
Like a USB charger, Tim? Is that what you're asking?
No, I'm not talking about like the charger that came with your phone that you plug the prongs in.
Right.
Do you have a permanent thing where it's like all manner of USB gadgets can plug into this little thing that goes over the... Over the outlet.
No, I have a thing that doesn't go over the outlet, but does allow you to charge multiple devices in my living room.
Wow. Before I go today?
Yeah, you can get a little bit of a charge.
Thanks. I just want to look at it. I just want to see it.
Okay. Yeah. I prefer you don't look at it. Just hand me the cable and I'll plug it in. You can trust that it's plugged into a nice thing. No, I have, but my alarm clock, I don't know if the numbers are red. I'm going to have to check on that, but, it, wakes you up with light in the morning.
Oh, I don't have that one.
Yeah. Like, well, I told you, Tim, it's a nice one.
You tried to hang and
you were like, oh, I have a Philips. It's like, and in my head, I'm like, he doesn't have this Philips. He's got to look like a real ass.
Tom, I'll tell you one thing. I had that Philips. And then I traded it in for a wife. It turns out, that thing that gradually wakes you up with light,
yeah,
just bothers the other person because they don't.
Oh yeah, if they're not getting up, that's what you meant, that you traded in for a wife, not that you brought it back to Best Buy, and they were like, "You want store credit or a wife?"
Yeah, yeah, that doesn't generally happen to me at Best Buy. We locked eyes, me and the returns woman,
right. It wouldn't work if it's two people and you're getting up at different times. Actually, like, and this is gonna sound pathetic compared to your example, but it annoys the shit out of my dog. I know that for a fact.
Anyway, can't recommend that thing enough. Oh, it's wonderful.
But I was gonna say, what, a wife?
No, well, yeah. I mean, my wife, but I'm not recommending her other people marry
the word
my
to get
wife.
Out.
Yeah. That's that caused a whole host of problems for the both of us, if you ask me.
Hey, it causes a lot of problems for this woman Lucy in Dracula today.
I only watched the movie.
Yeah, there was no Lucy in the movie?
I think there was a Lucy. It was also very boring.
I want to, before we move on to that, though, I want to finish what I was saying about this alarm clock.
Yeah, of course.
Which is, it makes light, so it slowly brightens up the room. But it also, instead of going,
oh, I know this. I had this, yeah.
It makes birds. It doesn't make birds. It makes the
birds fly out of it.
Boy, that'd be terrifying. It chirps. Like, it makes a little, like.
Yeah, it's nice, though.
Yeah, but some mornings, like.
That was a terrible birds impression, Tom. I'm generally supportive of your impressions, but. Do you know people that
dogs going crazy?
Yeah. Do you know people that can like do like
a wolf whistle?
Or just like any kind of like impressive whistles? It's like, come on, man. Why are you spending your time perfecting that?
Oh, really? I feel the opposite. Like I'm intensely jealous when somebody has like a really good whistle.
Yeah, I think there's part
it's
of jealousy.
It's always like an asshole, though.
I have a strong whistle, Tom, okay. And I have a great sense of pitch. but the vibrato and all that, I can't do that.
Oh,
and then
okay.
I can't mimic
birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, go
on. It makes it hard for you to catch birds, fooling them
I'm
into
not
thinking.
I'm trying to catch birds, Tom.
In the past, you have.
It's behind the paywall. let's leave it behind the paywall.
But sometimes, my brain plays so many tricks on me all day, every day. And it's always like if there are actual birds chirping outside. No, I don't think that's even the case. I think it's that when my alarm goes off, my brain tells me that's birds outside. That's not the alarm. You could still stay asleep.
What about the light?
Well, that's the next thing I ask my brain. I'm like, are you sure? It's really bright in here all of a sudden. It's like, yeah, that's just The sun. It's the real birds in the real sun, not the fake birds in the fake sun to wake you up.
But also, shouldn't the real sun and the real birds be a clue that it's morning and time to get up?
Yeah, but I can sleep like a little bit later because I don't have a 9 to 5. So I wake up at 8 a.m. instead of like 7 a.m.
Wow, Tom. Yeah. You know what time I wake up?
What time?
3 a.m.
You don't wake up at 3 a.m.
It's usually because I'm like anxious or something and I try to get back to sleep, so I had to put on another episode of Friends.
You might just have to go to the bathroom. Have you ever tried that?
Never gone to the bathroom, Tom.
No, I'm saying in the
middle
of the night.
Never have, never will.
I don't have to usually get up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom. I go before I go to sleep.
You know what? I've taken to drinking a lot of stuff before I sleep.
A lot of stuff?
I drink a lot of water.
Okay.
And I drink...
Six-pack. Six-pack of beer.
No, Tom. You ever do this? You heat up some water for tea. Uh-huh. Sometimes I have a cup of tea. But then I'll also have some hot water and apple cider vinegar.
Is that supposed to make you fall asleep?
Yeah, it's supposed to just relax you.
Does it taste like hot apples? Does it taste like a hot toddy when you're drinking
No,
that?
It tastes terrible. And it makes your whole apartment stink.
Why don't you just take a spoonful and then just drink hot water? I don't think I've ever drank hot water.
I mean, with stuff in it, though.
Yeah, with stuff in it every day, but never just hot water by itself.
Yeah, well, only a maniac would do that.
You know, though, that's a big thing in China. They think like cold water is bad for you.
I mean,
you never drink cold water. It's always hot water.
Oh, really? It messes up your digestion, I think they say.
Yeah, I mean, this is like, I think like it goes back to like ancient, like, you know, superstitions or whatever. But yeah, they don't drink a lot of cold water. Me? I can't get enough of cold water. Colder, Tom, the better. Hey, I say...
Hey, Tom, making reckless generalizations about the Chinese.
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying with cold water, get it so cold that it's almost ice, and then let me drink it. I'll drink it. I don't care about my health.
Well, that much is evident. So you read another book. We did this a couple weeks ago. And, Tom, people loved that you read the book Frankenstein.
Uh-huh.
They liked a little less that I watched the movie Frankenstein. I don't think they really cared that much.
Right. They weren't very impressed with you just watching an old movie.
Yeah, but and all you did was read an old book.
Yeah, but
you talked louder than me, I think, was the thing. I need to talk louder.
What you're not fully recognizing, Tim, is the percentage of our audience that are teenagers in high school that had a book review due the next day.
It's called a book report. You don't do a book review.
No, a lot of them are going to like arts colleges where they want to like write for a magazine one day.
Okay.
So they have to do a
review.
So you're
thinking arts colleges.
Yeah. It's all people that review old books looking to get a job. Look for this week's Entertainment Weekly with a review of the book Frankenstein.
Anyway, it's a timeless tale. You can review it at any time and it's relevant, as you proved.
Yeah.
We're doing another one.
I didn't even go to arts college.
But Tom, this is not you taking a victory lap like, hey, that was a good idea. Let's do part two.
Yeah. No, this was decided.
This was all part of your master plan. Like I said, Halloween month.
Mm-hmm.
People think that it was this slapdash thing. No, we planned this.
We've been playing this in September month, even.
Yeah,
which was a bad
name for our string of September episodes.
Yeah, which really had nothing to do with each other.
Yeah, I mean, they all were released in September.
That's what they had in common.
Yeah.
So when we decided all this, it was what?
For November, you know what we should do?
What?
We should do... 4 or 5 episodes, depending on how many Sunday, Mondays fall there. And they seemingly have nothing in common. But guess what? The listener has to figure out what the common thread is.
That seems so hard.
Yeah, but like it'll be a fun puzzle for everybody to work on.
Either it'll be something very obvious or like the puzzle won't make sense.
Oh, it'll make sense, Tom. I got some good ideas.
All right. So I read Dracula.
One, I think, is going to be an episode on Superman, an episode on Batman, an episode on Wonder Woman, and an episode on The Flash. find the common theme.
Well, now you're just trying to dupe me into doing this. But this week I read Dracula, the Fanged One himself.
By Bram Stoker.
Yes, you were going to say Stroker.
I wasn't. I was going to.
But you were like, no, that's the porno parody I'm thinking of.
Was that when, what's his face, Francis Ford Coppola made Bram Stoker's Dracula?
Yeah, that's where it comes from.
No, was that the parody at the time in the 90s?
Oh, like probably
hand
some...
stroker? Well, yeah. Stroking a hand, I guess.
This is very erotic. It would keep with the Victorian theme of this book, where like that would titillate the hell out of Victorians.
Yeah.
And be like, come this week for the movie of a train. You all run out of the theater. Then come
go home and stroke your wife's hand.
No. Come back next week for, we've got a hand stroking video. Oh. And film. We still have films. We have a hand stroking video.
What an odd thing for them to say. We still have films.
Yeah, it was just last week that they showed the train pulling into the station film that scared the hell out of everyone. And they're like, no, we still have films. We're not on videos yet.
Right.
Come back for this hand stroker.
Black and white film.
Yeah. And, you know, it'd be like one of those movies where, like, after it's done, all the men in the place would be like, oh, I'm just going to hang out for a little while before I stand up and leave.
All right. We move on.
Yes. So I read Dracula. Dracula is one of these books where it's all letters. I mean, of course, like a lot of books.
Words.
No, I mean, like it's all correspondence.
Oh, really?
Not, for the most part. But like it kind of it seemed to me like that's what Bram wanted it to be. But then a few times he was kind of like, ah, damn it. How do I do this part? So, like, every once in a while, it's like, here's not a letter to somebody or a diary entry.
Like, hey, it's me, Bram. I just want to get you caught up.
No.
So, is Renfield in this?
Renfield's in this.
Okay.
We'll talk about Renfield. No, sometimes it'll just be like a newspaper article.
Okay.
So it's not that bad.
It's a found footage book.
Yeah, pretty much. Actually, like, it did remind me of,
Cloverfield.
No, not Cloverfield.
Cloverfield.
No, like it made me think a little bit of like something like House of Leaves, like where it's like, here's the story, but it's not like a pure narrative. You kind of have to piece it all together.
Right. Is it a choose your own adventure?
It's not a choose your own adventure. And like, I don't know. The thing that I didn't like about the book, and maybe this, you know, blew everybody's hoop skirt up back in the...
When was it published?
I think 1890.
Okay. So it was either late
1800s or early 1900s.
So
it's not that old. Right. It
okay.
takes place in the late 1800s.
All right.
For
some reason I thought it was from the 1600s.
No. It's
like,
not.
The Magna Carta or something.
No.
Which, all right. When was the Magna Carta, though?
I don't know.
1200, maybe?
No, I don't think it's 1200. All right, now we have to take a pause while Tim... While Tim looks up when the Magna Carta was.
1215.
Oh, wow, it was 1200. Yeah. You were right.
Thank you, Tom.
1215
sounds like...
lunchtime.
Yeah, or...
Oh, I'm late to lunch.
Yeah, maybe you're a little late to lunch.
Yeah, working hard this morning. So there's a bunch of letters. I already said that part. Oh, this is what I was going to say. Like, it's kind of put together like a mystery. And I don't know if it's just like, well, people back then didn't know Dracula, so it was a real mystery to them. But reading it in the current day, it's like, Jesus, all right, we get it. It's Dracula.
explain further, please.
So it starts off with this guy, Jonathan Hawkins.
Oh, he's not in the movie. I watched the 1931 movie.
Okay.
With Bela Lugosi. Bela Lugosi.
And
that's a terrible.
The Francis Ford Coppola, Frank Coppola one. Mm-hmm. That's Keanu Reeves.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, he's Dracula?
No, he's Hawkins.
Oh.
the guy.
Yeah, you encouraged me to watch that movie because it was true to the book.
No, I didn't. Why are you putting words in my mouth?
No, you were just
I wanted
like,
you to watch the class. If you watch that one, then you probably it probably is pretty accurate, I would think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then what fun. I mean, all this fun we're having today.
No, then that would have just been you cheating and like watching the movie that's accurate and me having to read the slog through this book.
Yeah.
So
I should note that I fell asleep numerous times while watching the movie. I'm a little hazy on what actually happened.
So, like, the old movie, though, is it, like, 72 minutes long or something?
No, it's under 90 minutes long, though. Okay. It's, like, an hour 15.
Okay, so that's, I said 72 minutes. It's 75 minutes.
Yeah, I was thinking an hour and 20.
No, it's not 72 minutes. It's 75 minutes with the credits.
It seemed much longer, Tom.
Yeah, that's not very long for a movie at all.
I kept falling asleep and having dreams.
Yeah, that's like a season finale of a TV show length where they're like, we're going to go in a little bit extra.
Yeah, and you're going to see the same Ford commercial six times.
Yeah, it's always Ford that likes to sponsor those things.
Yeah,
huh?
And it's always like, I get it. I'm not going to ever buy a Ford.
I'm not going to buy an F-150. I have no need for a gigantic pickup truck. And I should mention, so since we're talking about how boring the movie is, the book's super boring too. And then I read later, there are parts that are really cool and really good. But
are you just saying that to sound smart, though?
No,
you
but
are.
For anybody that has a book report, you can put there are parts that are cool.
Yeah.
But I read a critique afterwards. And they were talking about how back in Victorian times, people expected books to be long. So they were saying like, oh, this is why like halfway through the book, it just gets like so tedious and like long winded and like the plot's not really moving forward at all.
Padding.
Yeah.
It's like season 3A of Lost.
Right. When
they're
Pablo
in the cages.
And Nikki. Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing's happening. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
Reveal the answers to some of the island's mysteries.
Right. So, yeah, halfway through Dracula, it turns into Lost Season 3.
Mm.
And they're just spin the wheels. But I read, and it makes sense that they were like, back in Victorian times, people expected novels to be a certain length, and that length was long.
Right.
And it made me think like, oh, yeah.
Wait, didn't you say this was the early 1900s that the book came out, though?
Yeah, when was Victorian times?
I mean, not the 20th century, I'll tell you that much.
I don't know. That's what this thing said. When was it?
You know, I'll tell you. It was 1837 to 1901.
Yeah.
You know what, Tom?
Yeah.
You're right. You're
Thank
right.
Thank you.
I thought it was probably shift those dates 50 years back.
You
guys, when I thought it was
so cocky with the Magna Carta thing.
I think I know all the eras.
Now,
I think
you're,
I know.
You're,
Mr. History over here.
Yeah, you're calling your shots.
Yeah, sorry.
I
do. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
So
the reign of Queen Victoria.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Very short.
I mean,
she was short, not the rain.
For some reason, I clicked
Tim.
On Queen Victoria in Wikipedia, thinking her height would be listed like right up top, like
yeah,
Queen
like,
Victoria, birth date, death date, height.
Yeah. Well, like I bet if you go to like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, it's got his height in the quick facts there.
Yeah, but that's probably not the most. Yeah, I don't even know if it's anywhere here. Physical appearance, not a section.
Huh.
Huh. All right, go on.
So
we're tied 1-1 for history here.
No.
What?
You got one right, and I got two right.
What did you get right?
The length of the movie.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's not a historical fact.
Yeah, but you disputed how long it was, and then it turned out I was right. And it is a historical fact. That movie.
A fact happened. Every fact happened at some point in history.
Yeah, but that movie came out way closer to Victorian times than it did to our present day.
That's true. That's probably why it was so boring and depressing.
Yeah. So they wanted books long back then, probably because like a book cost so much damn money for them. You know, it's probably the equivalent of like $5,000 today to buy a book.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also that probably like in Victorian times when somebody finished a book, they probably closed the book and went like, ah, that was nice. Now what the hell am I going
to
do?
Yeah, they looked into the they looked at the field.
Yeah.
Like, well, now to stare into the field for for 6 hours.
I can't. Well, I don't have an excuse to keep this gas lantern on anymore, yeah. So I'll have to turn that off and just sit here in the darkness until I just am bored into sleep.
Yeah.
So that would make sense why they were probably riveted, like, oh, they're going to this person's house? Cool.
Did they ever go on this ship?
Yeah, there's ships, all these books. I mean, I guess that was the way to get around. They didn't have airplanes, so it's all ships.
Yeah, but why can't they just write a story that takes place in one city, for Christ's sakes?
Because if you're you know, some bored Victorian, think about what would blow your mind more than people going on a ship.
No, anything.
Yeah.
Pretty much anything.
But that's what made these characters like a big deal, because it was like, oh, they're going on ships, they're going places, like, oh,
yeah,
little old me.
Sucking blood, turning into bats.
Whereas, like, a lot of these people are probably like, I've never traveled more than, like, a 5-mile radius from where I was born.
Hmm.
So, anyway, Dracula. So, in the beginning of the book, they're like, Jonathan Hawkins is going to see Dracula. The beginning of this book, too, is boring. The beginning of this book is just Hawkins going over legal documents with Dracula.
What, is he trying to sell his castle?
No, he's trying to buy a place in London. Dracula. He was like, I want to live in London.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did they, Dracula wrote letters, does Dracula write letters in this?
Not that we read, but okay. He does. I think we do see him like write, well, and it's implied he's written some letters because that's how he got Hawkins up to his castle.
Did he write them in blood?
I don't think so.
Trick question. That would be so foolish. Then
yeah,
what's he
that would really give him away.
For,
oh yeah,
too?
I mean, it'd be like me writing a letter in soda. Like, what am I gonna? That's stupid. I could have drank that soda.
Yeah, or like me writing a letter in barbecue sauce. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom.
Yes.
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boo.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
The getting
but
drained.
I had to do the going up to you, show you the going
you gotta
down.
Go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do,
but
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin, or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
Yeah,
you want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Mm-hmm. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know, maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/completeguide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/completeguide.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So the whole time Hawkins is on his way to this Castle Dracula.
That's in Transylvania?
Yeah, it's in Transylvania proper. Okay. Which in the book, it's all about, they talk a lot about how, he's from London. And, Eastern Europe was still, very uncharted territory. And, maps weren't good. I think they didn't even, have a map of exactly where it was. It was, you just have to go to Transylvania and ask around and somebody will take you there. But then he's going there and there are just so many warning signs.
Before the internet.
Yeah.
You went to a new city. That's pretty much what you had to do anyway. If you wanted to go to Seattle in 1993, you just had to be
No, you could go buy Fromers or something.
Yeah, but come on.
So he has to take a horse and carriage there, and every freaking peasant or whatever along the way, when he's I'm going to see Dracula, they're like, oh God, I'm sure it'll be fine though. You'll be fine. That's no big deal. And then he's hearing a conversation. He's flipping through a Romanian to English dictionary or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And looking up words, and he's they seem to be saying the word vampire and werewolf a lot. I'm sure it's nothing.
There's werewolves in this?
Kind of. Dracula can turn into a wolf.
Can he also turn into a bat?
Yeah.
Ooh, can he turn into a bird?
No, but a lot of times when
he's... Can we make that a thing on this show, Tom? What? We don't like birds. From now on, the Complete Guy boys, they're not a fan of birds. They don't like them. Enough with birds.
I kind of like birds. I don't think I'll go sign off that.
Okay. I was asking. I was just floating it out there. Yeah, exactly.
But a lot of times when he's a bat, he's mistaken for a bird, which I think probably hurts his feelings when he overhears that.
Yeah. Would you rather be a bat or a bird? A bird is more majestic than a bat, but a bat is more badass than a bird.
Yeah, I think I'd probably... I don't know. I'd rather not be either, to be honest with you.
You could fly in both scenarios, Tom.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm a bat, though, I can't fly around during the day.
Yeah.
But if I'm a bird, I can't fly around during the night.
Yeah, you can. Night birds.
You don't see night birds. Those are bats. So anyway, see...
Do we know that... Bats just aren't birds that are out at night.
Yeah, we do know that. We've seen some of them close up.
All right,
up.
Just check. Tom, again, just floating it.
So he goes to the castle. I'm going to have to speed up my retelling of this story. I'm 10 pages in here. He goes to the castle. The Dracula looks fucking crazy. Although in the book, Dracula has a big mustache.
Oh, I would have liked it. He has a...
One of those long-haired mustaches.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, that just seems especially with the blood, it's
yeah.
Gonna make a real mess.
Did he have fangs?
He had such prominent fangs that, when he's just standing there, just normal, the fangs are, hanging out of his lips.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not a red flag for...
That's the thing. There are so many red flags in this book where it's yeah, you know what a vampire is, and then they're talking about this guy's going to see a vampire, and then you go to this guy, and he's got freaking fangs hanging out of his mouth. You'd be like, oh, I see what they were talking about. I should hightail it out of here.
Yeah.
But he doesn't. He has to stay in the house to go over all these legal documents with Dracula, and Dracula's can you go over that one again? And Dracula... is just like this is like nice
mortgage forms and stuff.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, tell me what properties I own, and what is the tax rate on the land in London? It's all a bunch of that stuff. And you know, this guy's like, things are getting weird. Then one day he's shaving, and Dracula's like, I have a question about the mortgage rates, and it scares him, and he cuts his throat by accident with the razor.
Yeah.
And
shaving back then.
Wow, yeah.
Dangerous.
Well, so not only that, what startled him is that he didn't see Dracula in the mirror.
Yeah, of course not. He's a dang vamp.
So Dracula just shows up behind him. He's like, oh, God. He cuts his neck. And then Dracula's like, oh, it looks like you. Ha! And he like goes to attack his neck. And then he's like, oh, sorry about that.
Can't help himself.
But then he like victim blames this guy Hawkins, where he's like, oh, you should be more careful in this part of the world with shaving and cutting your neck. It's like, well, yeah, he didn't think the guy he had to explain a bunch of paperwork to was going to freaking suck his blood out if he accidentally cut himself.
Yeah.
And he was trying his best. Don't sneak up on the guy.
If I were Dracula, the count,
yeah,
was he a son of a rich guy in this?
Presumably, yeah. Like hundreds of years before.
The
book is like a real big take on like the middle class versus the aristocracy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And like the Dracula's the aristocracy. Hmm. But like these other people, these middle class people, it's like they're middle class because they only have four servants.
Right. Well, you know, they didn't have to pay them, right?
Yeah. Who knows what it was. All the servants were superstitious.
Right.
And these knuckleheads are like, no, he's fine. He's just looking to diversify his real estate portfolio.
All right. When does Van Helsing enter the picture?
Not till like the very end.
Oh, Jesus.
Not the end. Like, what's like halfway through, which is when it should end, but then it's just drawn out forever.
All right.
Hawkins, he's stuck in this castle, and then, like, Dracula's
well,
how, like...
Well, I mean, a guy comes over to explain paperwork to me sometimes. He doesn't stay the night.
Oh, no, so Dracula's like, hey, before we go to London, I need to work on my English. And Hawkins is like, what are you talking about? Your English is really good. He's like, no, it needs to be better. So he's just like taking like accent lessons with Hawkins, kind of.
But that's not Hawkins' job.
No,
but Hawkins could just be like, "Nah, I'll hook you up with someone in London when you get
now,
there."
No, Hawkins is like new to the job, so he's like very easily, you know, he's looking.
How
to
old
please.
Is Hawkins? Do you think?
I think like early 20s.
Okay.
About easily Keanu duped. Reeves' age.
All right.
So. And then Dracula's like, don't fall asleep in rooms that aren't your rooms. He's like, whatever, old man. And he falls asleep in a room that's not his room.
I mean, that's the one. How friggin' hard is it? You're a guest in someone's castle. He's like, just sleep in your own room.
Yeah, I think it was more like, don't go down to the library and like nod off while you're reading books or whatever. Because what will happen is these three vampires come, these three beautiful, seductive women come, and they want to suck his blood. And he's kind of like, you're pretty hot. I think maybe I'll let you. But then Dracula comes. He's like, away! And they disappear. And then he goes back. I don't know. And then at one point, like, he realizes Dracula's locking him in his room. And then he looks out the window and he sees Dracula crawling along the side of the building. And he's, like, not nearly as alarmed as he should be about how this man can crawl. Not up, down. He's crawling down like Spider-Man.
Wow.
Yeah. And but he didn't even know
is that how it's described in the book?
Yeah. Somehow he transports himself as though he were Spider-Man.
Some sort of teenage boy bitten by a radioactive spider.
Yeah. Then like that just kind of cuts off and they shift gears and they go to Jonathan's fiance and her friend. And her friend.
It's Jonathan?
Hawkins. Keanu Reeves.
Okay. I would not have done well with this book. Tom, you got to speed this up. Your retelling of this should really be a lot peppier than the...
I tell you, it's just such a slog. So this woman, Lucy, who's... Mina is Jonathan's fiance. They're desperate to get married. Lucy is her friend, and they're always exchanging letters and writing about each other.
Right.
In their diaries. Lucy must be hot to trot because she's got three suitors in one day. Three men proposed to her in the same day. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Arthur Holmwood, who she eventually says, I do, too.
Tom, you don't have to read all these people's names, do you?
Dr. John Seward.
Okay.
And that's S-E-A-W-A-R-D. I'm not censoring myself there. And Quincy P. Morris.
Oh, I like that guy.
You would like that guy, Tim. He's from Texas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah, Quincy P. Morris.
He's just like a Texan that's like, boy, I think you're mighty fine, Lucy. I'd like to make you my wife.
What's he doing there?
I think he's maybe like a Texas businessman or something.
Okay.
Dr. Seward. He runs the lunatic asylum in town. Yeah.
He does that in the movie as well, Tom.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And one of his patients is this guy, Renfield.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe what happened to Renfield.
Yeah, so at least in the book, Renfield's all about collecting flies, and then he uses the flies to get spiders, and then he uses the spiders to get birds, and then he asks the Dr. Seward, hey, can I get a kitten? And he's like, nah, I don't, look, I don't really know what's going on here.
You're trading up all these animals.
Yeah. And then he thinks Renfield's going to be upset. He's like, don't worry about it then. Not a big deal. And then the guy comes back and all the birds are gone. He's like, what happened to all the birds? He's like, oh, they left, but there's like feathers and blood everywhere. And then Renfield starts throwing up feathers.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like Thanksgiving at my house.
Exactly. So he's like, oh, I know what he's just trapping all these things so he can get bigger and bigger things and he's going to eat them.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's the problem?
Well, he wants
the food chain,
you
baby.
You find out later, he thinks that like this is all just, he eats a lot of flies and spiders in it too. And he thinks he's taking their life force energy because Dracula put that idea in his head.
Right. So Dracula, we don't see when they first meet.
Who?
Renfield and Dracula?
No, I don't think so. Hmm. Not in the book. No, he's
well, in the
like,
movie.
Dracula's,
let me tell you.
I don't know if they ever meet. I think Dracula's always, well, they do meet. Dracula kills him, but we don't see it. Like, or he doesn't kill him. He, like, maims the hell out of him. I also forgot a part where when Hawkins was sick, he was, like, sick because of Dracula or whatever. He thought he was sick because he had paprika for the first time in a chicken casserole, and that was a very exotic spice to him.
And he thought it was sickness?
Yeah, he was like, oh, the paprika has brought me ill. It's, like, it's just paprika, relax. Yeah.
Tom, the paprika that you and I eat is not as intense as it was.
As Victorian paprika? Yeah. I think this guy just has a very unsophisticated palate.
I don't know. Tom, all right. So far, I haven't heard a lot of cool vampire stuff other than the fangs.
No, I can get into that if you want. Yeah. But do you want to talk about the movie?
I just wanted to talk about the Hollywood vampires, Tom.
Who were the...
Alice Cooper, Johnny Depp, and Joe Perry started a band. They're a super group, and they were formed in 2015, inspired by Dracula's of lore, vampires of lore.
If those guys are vampires, they're doing a very bad job of it because they're aging.
Yeah. I mean, I think Alice Cooper looks pretty good for his age.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and he's pretty old. But also, like, Alice Cooper's always got makeup on, so you can't really tell.
Alice Cooper's 70 years old, Tom.
Yeah, it's pretty good. How old is Joe Perry?
Joe Perry is 68.
Okay, he's up there too. How old is Johnny Depp?
John Depp.
He looks like shit.
He's born in 63, so what is he, 55?
Yeah.
He does look bad right now, huh?
Yeah.
He's
bloated.
Well,
he's an alcoholic.
Yeah. He's a bad man? He's
a
Hollywood
he's a real,
bad man?
He's a real jerk.
He went from Hollywood vampire to Hollywood bad man.
He went from Hollywood bad boy to Hollywood bad man. Lucy rejects all these fiancés. I'm just going to skip. I gave you an opportunity to talk about the movie. You instead wanted to talk about Hollywood vampires. So I'm going to take that as a no, and I'll just talk more about the movie.
No, you're talking about the book, Tom.
Or the book. So Mina's friend, Lucy, she's like sleepwalking, and then she finds her sleepwalking.
Oh, Lucy Weston.
Yeah.
And she is in the movie. I must have fallen asleep at that part.
She like gets her home one time, and then she's like, oh, I went to like put a shawl on her or whatever, and I must have pricked her neck with the pin because there was like two big, and it's like, no, lady, those are vampire bite marks, for God's sake. It's not a pin. You thought you shoved a pin like through her skin, made like an entry and exit wound, and she didn't wake up from sleepwalking? Like, she would wake up, and there would be a lot of blood from doing that. Anyway.
Agreed.
And that's when Van Helsing shows up. So,
now, in the book, mm-hmm. he's just some guy. He's like a professor or something. In the movie.
Oh, in the book, he's a professor, he's a doctor, he's a lawyer, like, he's a Renaissance man. He's from Amsterdam.
You know what they say, jack of all trades.
Master of none. No, but this guy's a master at... Nah, I guess he's not really a master at killing vampires. Like, a lot of people die before they kill Dracula.
Yeah, he certainly... At least in the movie, it's like, what have you been through?
In the movie Van Helsing?
Van Helsing. No, I wish I watched the movie Van Helsing.
Yeah.
I guess I could have. It came up on the search when I was searching for this movie.
Yeah. I've seen, like, what's his name?
I don't know. That's
Wolverine?
That's one of your Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman's Van Helsing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw, like, part of that movie once, and it looked pretty good. I should go back and watch it.
I mean, you like weird movies.
Yeah.
Bad movies. You like bad movies.
So anyway, Lucy's real sick. She rejected two fiancés and took the one guy, but then the one guy's like, it's Victorian time, so my dad's slowly dying. I have to go be with him.
In Van Helsing, the guy that plays Frankenstein's monster, his name is Schuller Hensley.
Yeah.
He looks like Frankenstein in real life.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah,
well,
it was great casting.
Movie
I mean,
worth seeing,
yeah,
then.
you want to see a movie
with a real life
Frankenstein, go see 2004's Van Helsing.
That's all I want in the world, is to see a movie with a real life Frankenstein. So Lucy's sick, her fiance, the one guy she didn't reject and turn away, he's like, my dad's dying, I gotta go be with him. They get Dr. Seward, one of the dudes she rejected, like, hey, can you come help her? And he's a good man, because he's not like, no, she said no. He's like, yeah, I'm a doctor, I'll come help her out.
And he's like, I know what'll happen.
She'll fall in love with me.
Exactly.
Yeah. And he's the one who's like, oh, I know this guy, Dr. Van Helsing. He'll know what to do. And Dr. Van Helsing comes, and like, it's very obvious he knows. He's like, oh, this is a goddamn vampire. I've seen this before. But he doesn't tell them that. But he's, you know, he gives them garlic and everything, makes them put garlic around him. And then one night, a wolf.
Where did Van Helsing learn this stuff, though? He's just a man.
You have to watch the
letters.
Movie Van Helsing to find out. Probably. Yeah. It's probably his origin story.
Yeah.
I think Van Helsing's just like, he's a dude from Amsterdam. He's seen some shit. He's been around town. He's learned some stuff, and that's why he can fight monsters.
Have you ever been to Amsterdam?
No, I've never
Lousy
been.
Lousy with vampires.
Oh, man. Well, then I'll have to cancel my trip to Transylvania. Van Helsing's like, this is a normal malady, but just to be safe, let's wear this necklace of flowers. And she's like, these aren't flowers, these are garlic cloves. And he's like, that's a type of flower, wear it. Wolf tries to get her, or wolf like breaks the window, and then the bat comes in, the bat's Dracula.
Is the wolf Dracula?
No, the wolf is just a wolf that he had mind control over. No, a regular wolf, but he had mind control over it.
Why do they bring up werewolves and then never, and then they have a regular wolf?
Well, because
later.
Like Dracula's kind of a wolf. He can turn into a dog like creature, like a wolf.
Does that happen in the book?
It does at one point.
Okay, sorry.
Or like it's implied. And then I forget who discovers all this stuff, but like Dracula is spiked. The wine with opium. So like all the servants get knocked out because they're drinking the wine. I think somebody tells them like you've been through some shit. Go downstairs, have some wine. But then they all pass out and they gotta like try and save Lucy and they gotta like
did someone put opium in your wine? What's wrong with
they
you?
They gotta slap the servants awake and tell them like get sheets and stuff. But then Lucy's fiance comes from dad's deathbed. Lucy tries to attack him because he's like, I have to give her a simple kiss goodbye. And they're like, I wouldn't do that, pal. No, I must. As he's leaning over, she's like, blood. You know, once. Oh, I forgot. That's the other thing that's happening during all this. Dr. Van Helsing is like, she's very sick. She needs a blood transfusion. She winds up getting a blood transfusion from four different dudes. And it's like, nice. Oh, you're making a veritable buffet for Dracula. That's why he's coming back every night.
Yeah.
He comes back every night. It's like, oh, she's full of blood again. Perfect. I'll suck it all out.
Yeah, she dies, right?
Yeah, she dies. Yeah, and then she becomes the blue fur lady.
The what?
The blue fur lady.
The blue fur lady?
The blue fur lady.
The blue fur lady?
Yes, the blue fur lady.
What's that mean?
All the children around town are like, that's the blue fur lady. Like, look out for the blue fur lady.
What is the blue fur lady?
I don't know. It's just what they call her. And it's like in the newspaper.
Is she
like,
still dead?
She's undead.
Okay. And like, does she do things to?
Yeah, she sucks their blood. She bites the children.
She bites the children?
Yeah.
What happened to the children?
It's not really clear. Okay. I think the kids are just like kind of on their own.
All right.
Van Helsing's like, oh, I've seen this before. Yeah, I know who the blue fur lady is. It's the woman that we've been filling up with blood every night for Dracula to drink. So he's like, I got to have a meeting with her three potential lovers. I got to get them all together in a room. And I got to tell them, before we bury her, we got to rip her heart out, cut her head off, and fill it with garlic. You guys all on board? And of course, they're like, no. What? No. There's like hours of arguing about this.
Hours like that it took you to read all those pages.
And then I think they're kind of like, all right, we'll do it. And then they go to the grave or whatever, and she's gone, of course, because she's out being the blue fur lady.
Yeah.
They eventually.
Biting kids.
Yeah, biting kids, sucking their blood. At one point when they go into her room, when she's like kind of dying, Mina is there, and Dracula has taken his long fingernail and sliced open his chest, and he's holding her head up against his chest, making her suck all of his blood.
Dracula is getting his own blood sucked?
Yeah.
I never thought I'd see the day.
Right. And then, but then throughout the rest of the book, there's always like Hawkins will be like, Mina seems very unwell today. Well, no matter. Just blow. It's like, she's been sucking Dracula's blood. Obviously, something bad's going to happen to her. They find out Dracula shipped all his soil to different places.
Man, friggin' monster books back in the day, they're so weird. They're too elaborate.
He shipped, I think it was 50 boxes of soil. So instead, in the book, instead of like sleeping in a coffin, he sleeps in like a box that's coffin shaped but filled with soil. And that's what he needs. He needs that like rejuvenates him to a certain extent. He needs to like sleep in the soil of like his land or whatever. But he had all these boxes shipped all over. A lot of them were like red herrings for people, you know, but we still get to see everybody like chase down a box of soil. And then they're like, oh, this wasn't the box of soil. He's one step ahead of us. And they finally find him, this six-person team of Hawkins, his wife, or yeah, now they got married. They had a, they eloped. They, he came back. He was like, oh, everything. I've had a nervous fit. All these people, they always have nervous fits. Van Helsing and the three potential lovers, they become a team and they track down Dracula and they kill him.
With a stake through the heart?
Stake through the heart, cut off his head, fill it up with garlic, baby.
You gotta fill up the head with garlic, so yeah. You gotta like scoop out the brains?
No, I think they say like you have to fill his mouth, but I think sometimes they refer to it as his head, so like that's implied. Set the oven to 350. And then let it bake in there for 4 hours. It takes a long time.
Wow.
Bake that head full of garlic. And then, yeah. And then once he's dead, Mina's fine again. He's like, yeah, the curse has been lifted.
Okay.
5 out of 5.
Yeah, it sounds like you should get on to goodreads.com post-haste.
No, it is one of those books, though, like, similar to Frankenstein, how I never realized...
It's a book that I don't want to read.
I didn't realize that, like, even though The Bride of Frankenstein isn't in Frankenstein, the idea of that is in the book, you know.
Right.
Similarly, I didn't realize that Van Helsing was in Dracula. I thought that was, like, an idea that came up later.
Oh, yeah. No, he's the guy that kills Dracula. That's what he's known as, Tom.
I thought...
It's his claim to fame.
Hugh Jackman came up with that idea. Oh. I was like, how about I play a Wolverine that wants to kill Dracula?
Oh, is that what it is? Is he a Wolverine in the book? I can't get over the fact that they're talking about werewolves, and then there's no werewolf in the goddamn book.
Well, I told you, so when Dracula was taking a ship to London, like, the ship crashed, and there were a bunch of, they looked through binoculars at the ship coming, and they're like, oh, that... Like, you know, normally it's like a topless mermaid at the masthead or whatever. Like, oh, it's just a man with his neck broken that they've tied to, you know, ooh, bad knee. But that ship, they didn't know they were transporting Dracula. They just thought they were transporting 50 boxes of soil.
Right.
They didn't know in one of those boxes was Dracula himself.
That's a good way to get a cheap airfare, Tom.
Yeah, just ship 50 boxes of soil to throw them off. They can't check them all.
Exactly.
And then in one of those, you're there sleeping.
Yeah, in the soil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you want some soil so that like if they open up a box, they'll still see soil in there.
Right.
And hopefully they won't dig too deep
and wear
find
brown
you.
Clothes.
Yeah.
Just in case.
So, but then the whole, every night it seemed Dracula was getting up on the ship and, you know, stretching his legs. And he's like, well, I might as well suck some blood while I'm here. He sucked everybody's blood.
Yeah, I'll tell you this much, Tom.
Yeah. Let me finish because I'll forget. But then the ship crashes, but people that saw the ship crash were like, a big dog jumped off.
Oh.
And that was Dracula.
Okay. I would just turn into a dog all the time, right?
So I think one of the...
That'd be fun. If you could turn into a dog, would you?
If I could turn back, yeah. So in this,
that was
too...
That a trick question, and you foresaw the twist.
Yeah. In this, too, I think it's like when he's... I don't know if they ever like say sunlight hurts him. But if the sun comes up, he stays in whatever form he's in. So if he's a dog and then all of a sudden dawn comes, it's like, oh, shit, I got to be a dog until nighttime
it's
now.
It's a dog's life for me today. Yeah. It's one of the dog days of summer, is
right.
What he says.
And then sometimes it's a bat's day of summer because sometimes he's a bat. Sometimes he just turns into like dust. And then I guess maybe he would be dust for the day.
Sometimes I wish I could hide out as a pile of dust. You know, high-stress situation at work, big meeting coming up. Where's Tim? I don't know.
There's just a pile of dust in his seat.
Yeah. Sorry, suckers. Can't make it.
He doesn't hang out as a pile of dust. He travels on, like, moonbeams. He, like, uses dust... To, like, go under doors and stuff.
Like Alex Mack.
Yeah, kind of like how Alex Mack turned into, like, Mercury.
Right, yeah.
He's Dracula, so he just turns into dust.
Hmm. Ashes to ashes.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tom, I'm glad you read that book. I'm glad I didn't read that book. The movie is...
I understand that Victorian people didn't have better uses of their time, but I have a PlayStation 4 I can play.
Yeah, I just kept telling you to bail on the book, because every time I talked to you in the last 2 weeks, I just be like, hey man, how's it going? And you're like, not good. I have to read this really long book that I hate.
Yeah.
Just like... Tom, we're just gonna talk about it on a podcast. It doesn't matter. Just
well, Tim, it matters to me.
I tried to watch the movie and I fell asleep and I didn't bother rewinding any of it.
Well, that's why when we get our yearly reviews, I intend to beat you.
Hmm. At least I knew when the Magna Carta was signed.
Right. Yeah, I think that's it. I'm trying to remember if there's anything I'm forgetting about. Renfield was in the movie, but what did he do?
He was kind of like, who's that guy in the beginning?
Hawkins. Yeah.
He's kind of a Hawkins-like figure. He was there to like help, I think, Dracula sell his castle. And then he was on the ship with Dracula. Mm-hmm. And then you see Dracula kind of... turn him in. Oh no, no! He turns him into a servant.
Okay.
He like hypnotizes him.
Yeah,
and makes
that's
kind of
what he does
like,
in the book. He hypnotizes him.
Yeah, but you see it. So like, it's the way you're introduced to Dracula. He shows up at the castle, and Dracula's like, "Hi, I'm a charming guy."
Yeah.
He doesn't have the accent that you're doing. He's more like this. Hi, how's it going? it's me, Dracula.
Hi, John Dracula.
welcome to my castle. Yeah, it's a little creepy. I'm trying to sell it. And then he's hypnotized, and then he goes on a ship, and then Dracula kills everyone on the ship, and then by the time they get to London or whatever, they throw Renfield in the thing, the
river.
No, the
coffin?
Asylum.
Oh, okay.
And then everything's pretty much the same after that.
Oh, no. Yeah. Renfield's in the asylum the whole time.
Yeah. I mean...
The Texan dies at the end, too. I forgot.
Oh, my favorite guy.
Yeah, fight with gypsies.
Oh, come on, man.
But that's what they are. They're gypsies. Oh, and the gypsies, they were taking Dracula back home, and they, like, ambushed him. But one of the gypsies had a knife. And he got the Texan. But then once they like opened up the coffin and Dracula was like, the gypsies were like, oh shit, and they all ran away.
Mm.
I also skipped a few other important things. In the beginning, he talks a lot about how Dracula has bad breath.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of wondered what that bad... I think he describes
maybe you're
it.
A vampire, Tom.
No, because my breath is bad because so it smells like garlic. Which is not what I assume Dracula's would
I think
smell
if someone
like.
Had garlic breath, I wouldn't think that was bad breath. You know, when they're like, ugh, they have garlic breath. I love garlic.
Get over here. Let me kiss you.
I mean, come on. You don't have to take it that far. Get over here. Let me sniff your breath.
Yeah. Well.
Let me smell your mouth.
Somebody, you ever have this happen? Like, you know, we live in apartments in New York City, so it's like close quarters where like sometimes you get off. After a day and you like take the elevator up to your floor and you're like, I don't know if somebody's cooking something or if there's like garbage.
Oh yeah.
Out somewhere.
It's surprisingly hard to distinguish between
like, does that smell really good
or a pleasant
or awful?
Food smell or a rotting garbage
yeah,
smell. Yeah.
Right. I had that happen the other day where I was just like, oh, like that can't be garbage, but like I can't recontextualize it. Also Dracula has hairy palms.
You know what that means.
Yeah. And he's all alone in that castle. Although he has the three...
Regular hand stroker.
Exactly. Maybe that's where the name came from. But I don't know where... he's got the three lady vampires that like live in the castle. You know, he doesn't need to resort to that, it would seem.
Yeah, he, you know what?
In this...
Just proximity to people doesn't make those people your property. But, like, they kind of
were
his property.
He had, like, hypnotized
them
and everything.
Yeah,
I always, like, vampires have such a weird terminology. Like a vampire's familiar. You know what that is?
No.
It's like a pet, like a cat or something. That's his familiar. And then when a vampire glamours somebody, that's when they use
Twilight.
I think it's not even just Twilight, but it's like how they like hypnotize you, they glamour you. Weird words. I don't like it, right?
Yeah.
They're like nouns, they're being used as verbs, and like adjectives, they're being used as nouns.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Right. But then you're like, wow, pretty smart of Dracula's to do that, make you uncomfortable.
Mm. Fucking Dracula's. I got no use for these vampires.
My last note that I have here about the book is that like three times in very short succession, the guy, Hawkins, talks about how he has to make toilet. I thought that was very funny.
Read this book.
See, that's what got me into it in the beginning. I'm like, yeah, all right, this guy's talking about having to make toilet.
Hey, students, include that in your book review.
Yeah. Jonathan Hawkins, a man who frequently has to make toilet, goes to read some boring legal documents to a mustachioed Dracula.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. If you want to find us on Facebook, it's facebook.com/completeguide.
Yes.
If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do so at Complete Guide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Your Pal Tim.
You can follow me on those things at Tom Reynolds.
Hey, if you want to support the show, we got a Patreon. You could get a free, not a free, when you pay, then it becomes free, weekly mini episode of Fast Food Friday, Riverdale Review, You Look Marvelous, the Justice League Minute. Yeah. It's a revolving murderer's row of shows.
Right. Any one of those podcasts on their own would be top 10.
Yeah. TCGTE.com/pledge. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing any shopping, hey, the holidays are coming up, mm-hmm. kind of.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Buying a costume.
Do your Amazon shopping by going to tcgte.com/Amazon. It will bring you to the same Amazon you know and love, but it supports the show in the way of a little bit of a kickback.
Yeah. But not if you get the free versions of Frankenstein Dracula on your Kindle through them.
I don't know, maybe.
No, it doesn't. But still,
how
you
do
can.
You know?
I'm just saying. How do you know? I know.
How do you know?
Because they're not going to pay us to...
How do you know there's not a glitch?
All right. Check them out. There might be a glitch.
Is that all the things we say?
I think so.
Yeah. There's a Reddit thing where people were mean, but now they're starting to be nice again. Tom?
Yeah.
Thoughts on birds? I really think we need to take a stance.
Did you ever have... pet birds as a kid?
No.
I had a bunch of pet birds. I think they all died by just like flying into walls. But
the birds never stopped. It was weird, Tom. When I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
I had a babysitter whose house was right across the street from your house. They had a bird.
Huh.
Lots of people in your neighborhood have birds, Tom. Is that
not
a thing?
That I'm aware of. I would like
by the baseball fields. There's
Tim,
a lot of birds.
Is your hatred of birds going to extend to hawks?
Maybe
peregrine falcons.
Why?
My side of the mountain. When he gets bird.
Ooh,
yeah. You know
that was his faithful companion.
Yeah.
That's the exception that proves the rule.
Right.
There's one good bird. Big Bird. Big Bird's a very nice bird.
Yeah.
All right. Look, I think...
we'll revisit this.
I think we need to revisit this.
You have a lot
this.
Of thinking to do over the
yeah,
next week.
Yeah, I think we just need to take more stances on things,
no, well,
Tom.
I mean,
and if
what?
It comes back, we're pro-bird, great. Pro-bird.
Okay.
Print the t-shirts.
I mean, to what end?
We could put it, put it on a t-shirt.
I love birds.
No, pro-bird.
All right. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.